when parents drop off their kids for childcare, two realities collide. One is that childcare costs too much. The other is that childcare workers are not paid very much.
A survey by NPR, the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation, and the Harvard T.H. Chan School of Public Health asked about childcare, and nearly a third of parents say the cost has caused them problems.
Yet childcare workers are among the lowest paid in any profession. NPR's Jennifer Ludden looks at the impact.
In Greensboro, North Carolina, Aisha Holt has spent the day as an early educator at Head Start. Now she's at her second job, babysitting. It's bath time for her three-year-old daughter and one of her charges.
Are you ready to go to bed? You are?
Yes.
Holt says she loves working in childcare, but after a decade, she only makes $11.50 an hour, barely enough to get by as a single mom of two. So she babysits 25 hours a week.
Some days I could push forth. Some days I'm really strong. Some days it's like, okay, give me 7 cups of coffee. All 7 of them. I need all 7.
Nationwide, average pay for childcare workers is less than $10 an hour. Nearly half receive some kind of public assistance. Holt gets food stamps, and her children are on Medicaid.
And I just feel like it's kind of messed up because you would think being in a profession such as teaching, I should be making enough money where I didn't qualify at all.
We're seeing a high turnover. We're seeing the lowest enrollment in our community college programs for early education. And I think it's all attributable to low wages.
Michelle Rivest heads the North Carolina Child Care Coalition. It wants state lawmakers to budget $10 million for bonuses. Child care workers would get an extra $2,000 to $4,000 a year, depending on their education. Rivest says this kind of public investment would pay off for years to come.
Students who have had early education are much more likely to graduate. They're likely to get higher employment, better pay, less reliance on public supports.
But what lawmakers give, they can also take away when times are tight. In another push, child care workers are part of the national campaign for a $15 minimum wage.
Raising the floor is a good thing, but we also want to raise the ceiling.
Marcy Whitebook heads the Center for the Study of Childcare Employment. She says a lot of states and the federal Head Start program are trying to boost overall pay by requiring workers to have more education.
There's been this belief that somehow if we raise the educational level, the rest will follow, the changes in wages. That might work in a well-functioning market, but the market we have for early childhood does not function that way.
I've been in the daycare field for 31 years.
Jenny Antunes is a lead teacher at North Star Learning Center in New Bedford, Massachusetts. The state recently gave her a full scholarship to complete her four-year degree.
I did get a pay raise, a dollar more an hour, but unfortunately we're so behind that dollar really didn't do anything, you know, to make life easier.
After an entire career in childcare, Antunes now makes $13.75 an hour. She's also lost one of her most experienced colleagues. As soon as she got her bachelor's, she left for a higher-paying job. Antunes admits it's tempting.
It's getting really hard. My husband retired, so there's less pay coming in, and I'm like thinking, do I get a second job or do I leave?
She says that thought makes her feel guilty. She knows the childcare system desperately needs people like her to stay. Jennifer Ludden, NPR News.